Look, I don't like to use the word disclosure. It bothers me. I think it has a lot of baggage like UFO. But if there was some sort of disclosure, in my opinion, it would reveal their vulnerabilities. But let's just say that the president of the United States disclosed the nation, my fellow Americans. It has been brought to my attention that we have structured craft of unknown origin, whizzing around with impunity. They fly rings around our fastest jets. In some instances, they have made incursions over our super sensitive nuclear weapons facilities, turning them off, and in some rare cases, activating them. We have no idea who they are, where they come from, or what they want. Thank you and good night. I just don't see that happening. Because, look, I asked an intellectual heavyweight on the topic of UFOs, Dr. Jacques Vallée, because I'm dying to know, as a citizen, and I'm a citizen, okay, I'm Joe Public, I'm dying to know what they know. And Jacques said to me, James, you can't think of it that way. You have to look at the secrecy as more of a question of what the government doesn't know. Because if they expose what they do know, that's going to open up a floodgate of inquiries to which they probably don't have answers to. I don't think that the government, when people say, oh, the government's holding all these secrets, I don't believe that. I think they, obviously, they're aware of the fact that these things are whizzing around. Doesn't mean they know where they come from or what they want or what their intent is. And so I kind of justifiably can understand why they have been reluctant to disclose what they know.
Chris Mellon.
What politician in their right mind wants to tell the American people, children, families, elderly people, you may not be safe. There may be an alien power that could wipe us out tomorrow and nothing I can do about it. Have a good day. I don't think you open that can of worms if you can't answer even simple, basic, fundamental questions that are going to spring to every reporter's mind immediately. Why'd you go there? You're going to stir everything up and not present a solution or a way ahead. You'd have to think that whole thing through. And then where you go with that, you'd probably have to coordinate with other world leaders. There's a lot of issues you'd have to think through. And I don't have any suggestion that anyone is working that or thinking about that or anywhere close to doing it.